pray if you came with a need tonight, you'd leave here without it. Because if you didn't, it's your fault. Amen. If you turn your Bibles to Acts chapter 1. Acts chapter 1, we're going to read, this is a well-known verse, verse 8. But you will receive power when the Holy Ghost, or the Holy Spirit comes on you. And you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem, in all Judea and Samaria, and to the ends of the earth. Lord, we thank you for your word. God, we thank you, Lord, for your touch here in the lives of different many people. God, as they worshiped you tonight, God, we ask you to continue right now. You see every heart. God, you see every mind. And I pray, God, that you'll speak through your servant and touch every heart to receive, and not only receive, God, but to apply it to their life. In Jesus' name. You can be seated. I want to speak to you tonight a matter of perspective. A matter of perspective. This is a great verse. And the scripture says, you shall receive power when the Spirit comes on you. But then God tells you why you need that power. And that is to be witnesses in Jerusalem, in Judea, and Samaria, and to the ends of the earth. So God here is saying, I have something for you to do, but I'm going to give you the power to do it. You see, to get started, I need 5 volunteers right now. Come on up here. 5 volunteers. How many got here? There we are. Hold hands. Get in a circle. I want you to notice something. They're all facing each other. They're all facing inwards. That's how naturally people do, is we face inwards. Turn around, face out, folks, and hold hands. You see, today I want to help us, you to see that if we really want to be a church that Christ uses, we have to shift our focus. Not on us, but on outward. Amen? It's just natural for us. I didn't ask them to do this. I said, hey, I need them. They came up here. I knew, let's form a circle and everybody would face in. You can be seated. Thank you. It's just naturally. We focus inward. The big idea for today, church, the church, understand this, okay? I might hurt your feelings a little bit. But it's not about you. Okay? It's not about you. It's easy for us to have a picture that somehow the church is here to meet my needs. It's just natural. It's what we think. We come up here and get in a circle. Don't forget about me. Now, you're not saying it. But sometimes that's just how it is. Why ain't the church helping me? Why ain't they doing this? Why ain't this going on? Why? But I'm telling you tonight, it's not about you. Aren't you glad that when God got a hold of you, somebody was looking outward? Aren't you glad for that? See, we think this, and they're here to meet my needs. Let me tell you something. The church, that people think the church exists to meet the needs of me. But folks, the church exists to meet the needs of those who need to hear and the love of Jesus Christ. That's why we exist. That's why he said, well, you shall receive power to be what? Witnesses. What the church needs is a new perspective of priority. The typical view of the American Christian is me. But what's the biblical view? In Luke 22, verse 26, but ye shall not be so. But he that is greatest among you, let him be as the younger. And he that is chief, as he that doth serve. That's just not the way we think. But let me tell you, that's what God wants. He wants us to be servants. Amen? John 13, verse 12 and 17. So after he had washed their feet and had taken his garments and was set down again, he said unto them, Know ye what I have done to you? Ye call me Master and Lord, and ye say, Well, for I am. If I then, your Lord and Master, have washed your feet, ye also ought to wash one another's feet. For I have given you an example that ye should do as I have done to you. Verily, verily, I say unto you, the servant is not greater than his Lord, neither he that is sent greater than he that sent him. If ye know these things, happy are ye if ye do them. God is showing us something here. I'm serving you. I want you to serve your brothers and sisters. I want you to serve others, your neighbors, your co-workers. Come on. That's what God is telling us here in this scripture. He said, if you see this, happy are ye that do them. Maybe it ought to tell us something tonight. If we're not happy, maybe we're not doing what he's telling us to do. Come on. Does God not know us, or does he? Is he not the creator? Come on. Doesn't the creator write the manual on how it should be used? Oh, come on. Let's be honest here. How many people tried to put something together and didn't have, you're like pastor, and you throw that manual over here on the side. Come on. Let's be honest. A bunch of liars. I'll throw it off to the side, and I'll look at it sometimes. But sometimes I'm going to do this myself. And then there's times I just got to break down and go get the manual. Right? The instructions. But often I'm pretty good. I mean, you know, when you have a mechanical mind like mine, sometimes it's easy to throw things together. But there's sometimes, folks, in our lives, we just need to say, what does the manual say I need to do? Why am I not so happy? I'm a Christian. I've been serving God, and I just don't know what's going on here. I'm telling you, get into the manual. Say, God, what do you want me to do? How do you want me to live? There's a world's view about things. And in the first view, we see ourselves and our needs as a priority. Amen? That baby comes out, they have needs, they have priorities. And you're going to know it because you're not going to sleep. You're not going to get a lot of things done. But next is the church. Where do we devote our attention? Finally, those outside of the church, many times, folks, they get the leftovers. We're so busy, worried about us. Amen. We need to take it out to them and say, here, come on, here's what you need. This is what makes me happy. I want to introduce you to my great God. He's awesome. He's mighty. Quit taking your neighborhood the leftovers. And finally, those outside the church, they get our leftovers. And we often think the church and the world exist to meet my needs. It's not about you tonight. And then there's the second view. I fit inside of my church to serve it. My church exists inside of the world at large to serve it in the name of Jesus. And folks, we should take the back seat to some of the greater causes, because I'm telling you, if you'll seek the kingdom of God and His righteousness, all those things that you're desiring will be added unto you. Jesus noted this after his resurrection, when he told his disciple in Acts 1:8, but ye will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and to the ends of the earth. Jesus said, we shall receive power from God. And able to, we can share this message with other people. Amen. The power, folks, is not for ourselves. It's not for our kingdom advantage. But it is to spread the message of God's kingdom. Let me tell you where the power is. It's in numbers. Come on. How about it? When you come to church tonight and everybody's worshiping up around you, amen, don't you feel the power of God? When we get out of ourselves and we begin to worship God and let that power come down, we're all blessed. Amen. All of us are blessed. But it's not just for you. Our problem is we have not got beyond ourselves and our own desires. Now, I know it's sometimes hard to swallow, but it's true. We've not got beyond our own selves and our own desires. Matthew 6, 19. Lay not up for yourselves treasures upon earth. But God, I like treasures. Where moth and rust doth corrupt, where thieves break through and steal. But lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust doth corrupt, and where thieves do not break through nor steal. For where your treasure is, come on, for where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. The light of the body is the eye. If therefore thine eye be single, thy whole body shall be full of light. But if thine eye be evil, thy whole body shall be full of darkness. If therefore the light that is in thee be darkness, how great is that darkness? No man can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will hold to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and mammon. Therefore, I say unto you, take no thought for your life. Come on. What ye shall eat, or what ye shall drink, nor yet for your body, what ye shall put on. Is not the life more than meat, and the body more than raiment? Behold the fowls of the air, for they sow not, neither shall do they reap, nor gather into barns, yet your heavenly Father feedeth them, or pastor will. I can't throw bread and stuff away. It has to go out to the birds and the squirrel. See, God takes care of them. The fowls are there, for they sow not, neither do they reap nor gather into barns, for your heavenly Father feedeth them. Are ye not much better than they? Which of you, by taking thought, can add one cubit unto your stature? And why take ye thought for raiment? Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow. They toil not, neither do they spin. And yet I say unto you, that even Solomon in all of his glory was not arrayed like as one of these. Wherefore, if God so clothe the grass of the field, which today is and tomorrow is cast into the oven, shall he not much more clothe you, O ye of little faith? Therefore, take no thought, saying, what shall we eat? Or what shall we drink? Or wherewithal shall we be clothed? For after all these things do the Gentiles seek. For your heavenly Father knoweth that ye have need of all these things. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Take therefore no thought for tomorrow shall take thought for the things of itself. Sufficient unto the day is the evil thereof. Folks, we can't be full of selfish desires and serve God. I said, we can't be full of selfish desires and serve God. One of the main reasons that we will not get involved in doing the work of God in the church is because we cannot get past our own problems. The reason that we continue to have so many problems is because we will not do what God has commanded us to do. Matthew 28. 19 and 20, go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, teaching them. Oh, we like to see them get the Holy Ghost. We like to see them be baptized in Jesus' name. But he's also talking about teaching them. And here's something that's hard to swallow sometimes for Christians. Teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. What has God commanded us to do? See, sometimes we're not doing it ourselves, so we don't want to teach somebody else. Come on. Oh, you're quiet. Should I park right here a minute? Come on, folks. Teaching them to observe all. Not just, hey, you need to get baptized in Jesus' name, full of the Holy Ghost. What else has God told you to do? Why did He give us power? For witnesses. Are you teaching people to witness? The reason we do not do the things God commanded us to do is because we are full of pride. Because of pride, we will not submit to the things of God. We are not able to submit to authority God puts in our life. You see, a person that has a problem with authority is disrespectful and full of contentment. We need to remember there is one book, Acts, that tells us how to be saved. Listen to this. And there's 21 books that tells us how to stay saved. So that tells me that making heaven my home is why God stressed obedience very much. Here goes the neighborhood, right? In the context of Jesus' teaching, this would be your home. It would be your city. It'd be your state where you live. God wants you to share His love with your friends and His neighbors. Amen? We got to share His love with our friends. We got to share His love with neighbors. Jesus used the story of a poor woman. The Bible says she lost her coin. Look at her reaction to finding those coins in Luke 15, verse 8 through 9. Either that woman having 10 pieces of silver, if she lose one piece, doth not light a candle and sweep the house and seek diligently till she find it. And when she hath found it, she calleth her friends and her neighbors together, saying, rejoice with me, for I have found the peace which I had lost. You see, the context that Jesus talks about is people choosing to follow God and rejoicing or having a party that ignites in our midst, folks. When somebody says, I want your God. I want to serve that God. Because, folks, it has been found. Are you being a witness for Christ with your friends? Are you being a witness for Christ with your neighbors? Are you celebrating what you have found in Jesus? Called her friends. Come and rejoice. I found that which was lost. When people get rejoiced, doesn't people take notice? You know, if you hear someone down the street yelling and screaming, a lot of people go hiding. Oh my goodness, get away from there. But what about when somebody's rejoicing? What's going on? I'm telling you, if we rejoice in the Lord, your neighbors, your co-workers, your family members are going to want what you have. Jesus says that we are to be witnesses, not only in our hometown, but also in the town of our enemy. Behind the enemy lines. In Acts 1:8, it says, but ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you, and ye shall be witnesses unto me both in Jerusalem and in Judea. That's home. And in Samaria. And to the uttermost parts of the earth. Jesus is talking to His disciples. And you know, folks, His disciples are Jewish. Right? Folks, the Jews hated the Samaritans. And Jesus said, you're going to receive power to be witnesses, not only in Jerusalem and in Judea, and in Samaria. They viewed Samaritans as worthless dogs, as half-breeds. And in our world, folks, we often view people that way. We may never say it, we may never act on it, but often those different from us are enemies, so to speak. Come on. There's a lot of that going on in a sense in the view of the Muslim world today. So often we view the political ideology and the social structure and lump the human being into that category. But people of other nations, ethnic groups, and religions need to hear the love of Jesus Christ. Come on. Folks, if we have our perspective in order and do what God commands us to do, we're going to witness to everybody. Matthew 25:34. Then the king will say to those on his right, come, you who are blessed by my Father, take your inheritance, the kingdom prepared for you since the creation of the world. For I was hungry and you gave me something to eat. I was thirsty and you gave me something to drink. I was a stranger and you invited me in. I needed clothes and you clothed me. I was sick and you looked after me. I was in prison and you came to visit me. Then the righteous will answer him, Lord, the righteous, that's us. When did we see you hungry and feed you? Or thirsty and give you something to drink? When did we see you a stranger and invite you in? Or needing clothes and clothe you? When did we see you sick in prison and go visit you? And listen to his reply. And the king will reply, I tell you the truth. Whatever you did for one of the least of these, my brother of mine, you did for me. Can we look at things a little differently, folks? Can we have a new perspective on how we need to reach our world? Come on, we need to be missionaries to our world. Come on. Hallelujah. We need to have a different perspective. Oh, hallelujah. Let me tell you, we can get caught up in a lot of things, folks. But I'm telling you, and I'm not advocating quit your job and go walk in the streets and be a witness. I'm not doing that. But sometimes we get our focus out of whack, folks. And we think we got to make this living. We need a nicer house. We need a better car. We need this and we need that. But I'm telling you, get our focus back. Let's look at things in the right perspective. As Matthew 6:33, but seek ye first, what? The kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things will be added unto you. Do you believe the word of God with me tonight? When we serve our enemies, we serve Christ. We serve the kingdom of God. How do you view those different from you? Think about it. How do we view somebody that maybe don't live as fancy as we do? You're too quiet. Do you withhold water because they're your enemy, so to speak? The Bible says that rivers of living water. Do you withhold it? Do we withhold it because they don't have, maybe they're not like us? Do you serve seeing beyond race? Do you serve seeing beyond nation? Do you serve seeing beyond language and religion? James 1:27, religion that God our Father accepts as pure and faultless is this. To look after orphans and widows in their distress, and to keep oneself from being polluted by the world. Come on, folks. You heard me. One of the different things I've read tonight, God is saying, don't worry about building your treasures here on this earth. Come on, let's build up the kingdom of God. I'm telling you, God will take care of everything else if you'll take care of God's kingdom. Not only did Jesus call us to go into our neighborhoods and our enemies, but He called us to go to the farthest part of the world in His name. But let me tell you something. He's not going to call you to go to the farthest part of the world in His name if you aren't taking care of things right home.
Come on. The scripture in Acts 1:8 said, to the ends of the earth. Jesus left us with this command. In Matthew 28:19, therefore, go, let's stand. Go and make disciples of all nations. He says, make disciples. That means you got to be a teacher. Baptizing them in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you. Now, let's remember some things tonight, folks. Number one, let's walk out of here remembering this. Let's all say it with me. It's not about you. Let's say it this way. It's not about me. And then we're going to walk out of here. Remember this. Start sharing Christ's love with your neighbor. And then we have to examine our hearts toward people that are different from us. Or your enemy. Examine your heart toward them. And then let's put into practice that great commission. We all like to think of how great that is. But folks, we got to do it. When there's a commission, that means somebody was commissioned. Is there anybody here tonight that's not commissioned? Oh, I was hoping somebody would raise their hand because we'd have a Bible study in my office. We're all commissioned. That means we have something to do. How's your world? And when I say of your world, I'm talking about your neighborhood, where you shop, where you go to the bank, your workplace. Come on, that's your world, folks. That's people that I need you to bring here so I can meet them. Really, you got to bring them here. What if I showed up at your work tomorrow and said, hey, take me around and introduce me to everybody. Your boss say, what are you doing? Get to work. You got to bring them here. Go to your house. Sister Nora, I'm going to meet your neighbors. Knock, knock, knock. I'm Denora's pastor. So what? I don't even like her. She knows I love her. She knows I love her. But folks, you got to bring your neighbors. You got to bring your family members. That's your world. Bring them to know Jesus. Let them see that water's rolling from you. Let them see when you go to work, you have a smile on your face because you're in love with Jesus. Come on. That's what they need to see. When you're in love with somebody, you don't just stand and look at them. You worship them. You praise them. Come on. God wants us to do His commission. God wants us tonight to have a different perspective. And I'd just like for this, open this altar up for you to come up and say, God, help that. Help me to understand this perspective, God, that I can be used in your kingdom. Come on. God, I want to be a missionary to my world. Come on, I want to be faithful in the small things that you can use me in greater things. The Holy Ghost, we'll pray with you. If you need healing tonight, we'll pray with you. Come on. There's a need in this house. Let us be a minister to you. Break me.